The GPS announces I've arrived, and I kill the engine of my Mercedes. Here I am, sitting outside my employee Rick's house while he's supposedly on vacation. The thing about being the boss, I don't need to ask permission for an early day off. I just leave. No explanations, no forwarding number, just me deciding that the quarterly reports can wait until Monday. And why have I crashed Rick's vacation? Simple. The man made a colossal error in judgment last week. He pulled out his phone during a meeting to show off photos from his honeymoon. His new wife, Andrea, was in every shot. Bronze skin, curves that could cause traffic accidents, and a smile that promised trouble. I've been thinking about her for 6 days straight. I have a plan. That plan is to f*** his wife. What Rick doesn't know, what none of my subordinates know, is that I'm packing a little something extra under my pencil skirt. 12 inches of surprise, actually. That's right. I'm a futa, and this afternoon is about to get very interesting for the happy couple. I step out of my car, still wearing my work dress, the navy one that hugs my waist but gives me enough room to hide my assets. The sun hits my face as I stroll up the driveway like I own the place. Technically, I own Rick's professional life, so this feels like a natural extension. The side gate is unlocked. I let myself into the backyard, and there they are. Rick and his bride soaking in their jacuzzi, bubbles swirling around them. Rick's got a beer in one hand, looking more relaxed than I've ever seen him at the office. Andrea's beside him, her dark hair piled on top of her head, wet strands escaping around her temples. "Hi, Rick." The beer freezes halfway to his lips. His eyes go wide, like a deer caught in the headlights of an oncoming Mercedes. My Mercedes, specifically. Andrea turns, her brow furrowing. She has no idea who I am. Poor thing. "I was just in the neighborhood," I say, walking closer to the edge of the jacuzzi. "And I wanted to finally introduce myself to Andrea. I've heard so many good things about her from Rick." Rick sputters. His mouth opens and closes several times, like a fish yanked out of water. The audacity of me showing up unannounced during his vacation is clearly short-circuiting his brain.